I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, kid?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problem.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Spring is in the air, my friend.
Feels good out there.
I know.
I brought a jacket today. I didn't even need it.
You don't need it. We're talking sports before we went on the air.
Yeah.
Talking about, well, obviously stuff going on in the NFL, but then baseball. And I saw something today. I was very excited. The greatest baseball movies of all time list. And I said, well, there's no way we can skip this because you're going to have an opinion. And I think we've done best sports movies, and we've probably done your favorite baseball movies. I don't know. But a lot of controversy about this, though, because they left some off there that people are kind of pissed about.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I look forward to debating that with you.
Okay, that's good.
Or maybe not debating, but just discussing it with you.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. But I feel like my taste is not near as refined as yours.
I still like, you know, Little Big League.
Well, like, I just mean as many. You've probably seen
Rookie
some that I've never seen. I've
seen those.
I do like those. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, we will discuss that. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
I mean, baseball is like, you know,
right around the corner.
It's here.
It's here.
I tried to turn on baseball earlier, and we still don't have internet, so I apologize for that. I was excited. I was like, all right, they'll definitely be broadcasting stuff today.
It was working.
I went
Friday.
To open.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Now the network doesn't even exist.
What the?
It's just
hell?
Gone. I know. So just using my phone, but we'll get through it. Did you have a good weekend? Well, I know Laszlo had a good weekend.
Yeah,
Laszlo had an amazing weekend. He had a championship weekend.
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw the picture on Instagram. Nice.
Yeah, we won that thing.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, my team of football players are getting in trouble for fighting.
It's the Bad News Bears, you know, basketball.
Fundamentals and all that stuff. Won the whole goddamn thing.
Bunch of tomfoolery. Yeah, it is the Bad News Bears of basketball. I mean, that's really what it turned into. Parents furious.
Yeah. Fighting on the court.
Yeah. I mean,
me in the middle of the week.
Your team just getting smaller and smaller.
From league commissioners and parents. Like, what are we doing, man?
And then
it's
I see the
league basketball. When we go in this weekend, they put us in a tournament against, you know, all the better teams.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
teams
let's just get
beat
this
you.
Team. Teams that beat us twice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in the regular season.
Just to get your ass out quick.
I think so.
Avoid any of the.
Yeah.
And then he sends me a picture. All these kids biting their medals and flipping the bird. I was like, oh, my God. Well, I feel like we got to talk a little football here in a little bit. I'm excited about that. You know, do you know where free agency came from? Do you know that
in baseball, Kurt Flood? But nobody ever really talks about it. And who started it in the NFL?
So I could be wrong. Definitely fact check me on this. But I'm pretty sure when I was watching the Marcus Allen documentary, the NFL whatever films, and they talked about Marcus Allen, he was so pissed at the Raiders and wanted out of there. And I think he was the reason they came up. Does that sound right? Look it up.
Yeah.
I feel
look
it up. About that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's exciting. It's like there's so many things that remind, I don't know, at least me, of spring. You get all this news. Then, I mean, you were talking about the baseball World Classic. They're putting teams together for that.
Man, they're starting to talk about who's going to be on it.
Yeah, I'm not a basketball fan, but then, you know, you start to see news about basketball. Of course, once the tournament starts, it's like officially spring. We changed the clock early now, so that's already done.
Yep.
I know you're not race fans, but I know we have some listeners who are. F1, you know, days away now, so it just feels like it's officially.
It's nice out.
If it gets cold now, I'm going to be pissed, which it will. It absolutely will.
Snow again. I'm done.
I wouldn't be shocked, you know?
I'm done.
It's March. What was I going to ask you? You know, I had my nephew over this weekend, and there was a couple of those moments where you go, and I know I ask you guys this all the time because you guys are dads. I think the thing that happened, I know what it was. The thing that happened this weekend was, I wasn't feeling 100%, you know?
I feel horrible.
Okay, I just didn't feel great, and so I felt like my, you know, you try and put on a smile and all that, because he's here for spring break, and I just feel like my patience is...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like my parents, the same way that their patience was shorter at times, and I felt like my patience, but I wasn't, I never snapped, right? I didn't get mad, but I did find myself, so like I refused to snap like my dad would have done, right? And be like, or like my mom, whatever. But instead what I do is, and in my mind it's just as bad because he knows me, I just kind of get quiet. So he says something to bounce off me. He laughs about something, whatever. And instead of feeding back like, yeah, that is really funny or whatever, I just kind of like, because I'm upset that he just, you know, spilled powerade on the floor. I mean, that's not really what happened. But you get the point.
Right, yeah.
And it's really just because I don't feel good. And I thought, you know, I can't remember. It's been so long since I was a kid. If I was mad at my parents for you know, having uneven temper, like some days this being okay and some days it not. But that's part of life, right? You just learn that everybody's like that. Everybody feels better some days. And you're not always going to be the 1,000%, let's do everything you want, everything's great, I'm fantastic, how are you?
Of
and I
course.
Just felt kind of bad about it. You know, I was like,
yeah, we always do, you have that. You want it to be 100%, but it's not always going to be like that. That's just life.
But so then the real thing that starts to happen is...
Like, I was sick yesterday, I was so sick. I don't feel good now, but I have a ton of medicine in me.
I had, like, body aches.
Everything's blurry, I don't know, but...
I feel like maybe I've been sick for months and don't know
it. Me too, and it just stays
there. Yeah, because I keep thinking I'm sick, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I get close to, like,
yesterday, after the basketball games, I came home, and they were like, oh, we're going to go hit baseballs or something, which I normally do. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Here's my credit card. Get yourself some dinner.
Yeah.
That was it. Like,
was
whatever.
Like,
I'm out.
Last night, he wanted to go get ice cream. I'm like, all right, fine. You know, so I told him, he's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't want anything. But I wasn't trying to be, I just didn't feel good. I was like, I don't feel good. I was like, I've got ice cream at home. And then I was like, I just did the we've got ice cream at home thing.
That.
And the truth was, I really wanted the ice cream that I had at home because I had hot fudge and everything else. But I was like, God, Jesus Christ, I just became the we've got ice cream at home guy. And I'm not even his father. But there's those moments where you go, why did you do that again? I asked you not to do that. Why do you keep doing that? And I thought, you know, is it appropriate? Is it okay for me occasionally to be like, yo, Hey, come on.
No.
Because I just don't think as, since I'm not
he's
his dad,
there for
not.
Like 2 days.
And he's only there, you know, he comes and he stays for a few days at a time. Yeah. It's like, mm-mm. Why do it? Just let it go. But as parents, there's no doubt that you have to.
Sometimes because they
you
live
have
there.
To. And I mean, I know some parents spank their kids or whatever. But whether you spank your kids or not, I see where the
frustration
can start to come from where you go, you know, it's honestly, it's really not that different than like if you yell at your dog and then you realize like, well, I'm just in a bad mood. I'm angry. Everything's pissing me off. I didn't do any of that. He's here for spring break. But you just get to that point where you're like, man, this sucks that I can't always be.
You can't.
I just can't always be 1,000%, you know.
No.
And I hope you had a good time, but, you know.
But in the end, I don't care. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. So you figure something out. I don't know. You like this, though, Lazo. We watched a gross-out comedy, something about the treasure of Foggy Mountain or something. Conan O'Brien plays one of the kids' dads in it. You know, it's like junior high R-rated comedy. It was great. And he loved it. And when it was over, Ted, the series, came on.
Well, did you guys watch
and
that?
He was like, wait, what's happening? And he's like, did they make a show out of this? And I was like, you don't know about Ted, the series? He's like, no. And he was like, I don't remember. He said, I don't remember Ted 1 and 2. Am I going to be lost? He's like, no, this is a prequel. You'll be fine. That was a very exciting moment. I definitely thought he did.
Did you watch it?
Oh, hell yeah, we watched Ted.
So good.
Such a good show.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's
so, I guess football is the thing that's going on now. You're the guy who, I mean, this is really, you got to be, I don't know, pretty big fan, a pretty big NFL fan, I guess, to be super excited about this stuff unless there's big breaking news. But I do feel like there's stuff that, as a fan, there's stuff that can surprise you for sure. So it seems like Snow Cone was keeping up with it even more than we were when we came up.
He
looked like you've been live streaming every... I mean, what about the I don't know, what's the most surprising thing that people are saying so far has happened? Is there, like, that shocking news?
Well, there's the...
Because I feel like every year there's Gino something.
To the Raiders, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks, Justin Fields to the Jets.
And Russell Wilson?
And is Pittsburgh with DK Metcalf?
Is going to stay? I didn't expect that. Did you?
Well, I mean, they had to pick, I guess, so who knows?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look.
And the Chiefs got a...
Jalen Moore.
Now that is not the guy, because when I heard that name earlier today,
Western Michigan legend.
Who, Jalen Moore?
Went to Western Michigan.
He's
from Detroit.
Like five games last year when their other tackle went down, and he was pretty solid.
All right. I heard the name earlier, and I was like, "Is that the guy that stormed off the field?" And they said, "Don't come back." Remember that game? I don't remember that guy's name now, but I wondered if it was him. I thought, no, the Chiefs wouldn't do that. So I guess that's the biggest news then. That you just mentioned.
We got a running back, too. Some veteran running back.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's... What do you mean, a veteran running back? Who is it? I didn't see that.
I can't remember his name now.
Hold on. We're all sharing my phone's internet
All
here.
I see for the Chiefs is retain Nick Bolton, Hollywood Brown.
Nick Bolton and Hollywood Brown both got it.
Sign Jalen Moore. Oh, Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, that's it.
Who's that?
They said he was a veteran running back. That's all I heard.
Elijah Mitchell opening. So, okay, do you know who that is, Laszlo?
Nope.
Yeah, that's not a familiar name to me. I'm just looking at him now. He joined San Francisco as a sixth-round pick in 2021.
So we got him with the Jalen Moore trade.
Says he was exceptionally productive as a rookie. Rushed for over 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns between the regular season and playoffs. That must have been 2021.
They called him veteran.
Yeah, well, that would be by now if you're a running back.
I thought the big thing...
It's unclear if he'll play a major role in Kansas City's offense.
Was the Rams getting Davante Adams.
Oh, okay, that's big news.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That sounds like big.
2 years, $46 million. So that means to me, they're going to try to do that offense again. They've got whatever that guy's name is, the wide receiver who's fast, and they've got Puka, and now they're bringing in Davante Adams.
Well, this says
they kept Stafford. They paid him.
That's not a surprise. Keeping Stafford's not a surprise at all, right?
I think they were talking about shopping him. Once they kept him, it looks like then. They were like, all right. I feel like they were like, well, maybe we'll rebuild. We'll get rid of Stafford, see what picks we can get. And then once they decided to keep Stafford, then it's like, all right, well, let's go get a great wide receiver and try to win this thing.
Yeah. I don't know. How old Stafford? I know he's not young, but...
No, he's got a few more years.
Seems like he's still pretty damn good.
Justin Fields, 2 years, $40 million.
Whew. 2 years, $40
million. Pittsburgh got DK Metcalf, 5 years, $150.
Man.
Oh, and they signed Darius Slay.
Oh, okay. how times have changed.
The Seahawks got Sam Darnold.
Yeah, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back in time, I don't know how far back you have to go. Not far to where these numbers sound like you're joking around.
Right.
Know, 2 years, $40 million, stuff like that. It's always been, as a kid, it was always millions, you know. Oh, you got $1.5 million mm-hmm. for 3 years, whatever. You're like, okay, that's an astronomical amount of money. He's richer than the president. I don't know. But those numbers have grown so much. But I suppose, too, if you look at the number of viewers and just the popularity of football. Yeah. When I was a kid, I thought it can't really get any more popular except for the population growing, right? As more people are born and start growing up. That's the only thing, because there's just no room to grow. It's shocking how much the NFL was able to grow in the last 30 years. And then I think the sports gambling...
Yeah, it hasn't hurt, right? Fantasy football was a big deal.
Fantasy football was huge. No, once they embraced all that, and
no other sport can do fantasy as well as football, because you pick your players and you got all week to wait.
Yeah,
and try to do it again. With baseball, you're like, I'm gonna switch the pitcher.
You got to do stuff every day. Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's too much. Same with basketball, everything else, but football, you can, you know, with minimal knowledge, you can do it.
So. You know, I asked you guys earlier, where did free agency start? Do you know the thing about fantasy football? Have you ever heard the origin stories of fantasy? Because I believe it involves, you'll have to look this up, I believe it involved, like, Jets fans. And it went back a while, but like, these fans came up with this idea of, because their team wasn't very good. And maybe it wasn't the Jets, but I did hear something about it. And I just thought, I'd never thought about that before. The origin, imagine you're a group of friends, and like, hey, you know, we could look at the numbers. They're going to release the stats.
Yeah.
I don't know how it started and how it took off. Yeah, I think, you know, it was probably some thing I heard on either sports radio podcast or something, but they talked to the history of it, and I just thought, what a crazy thing. It's not a bad legacy. The problem is with a legacy like that, no one knows it was you. But you're alive, you're like, dude,
I
look
started
at this.
That.
Yeah, that's amazing, because I don't know how many people participate. I've heard those numbers. It's... millions.
Oh, tons.
At this point. I mean, that's another thing that's grown. Even like when I met you, so we met in like, 2002?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you doing your draft. Back then it was on AOL Instant Messenger, right? I remember you guys doing your draft. It was a big deal. It was important. And it's not like I'd never heard of fantasy football before, but that was kind of when I associate it starting to get big. And maybe that's just anecdotal. And I was off a little bit. But I felt like in the early 2000s is when fantasy football started to get really big. And it just grew and grew and grew. And it got to the point where everyone's mom has a fantasy football team, you know?
Let's see. Bill Wickenbach is credited with the invention of fantasy football. And funny enough, he was actually a minority owner of the Oakland Raiders at the time.
He was a minority owner of the Oakland Raiders.
The year was 1962.
Yeah, I thought it was in the 60s, which I thought was really crazy. But I thought they said that they were... Jets fans.
Oh, you're right. No, it was the Raiders. But same story.
Okay.
They were 0-13. Raiders fans grew restless, and Wickenbach was desperate to make the football games more watchable.
Isn't that crazy that it's been around since the 60s? But then, I mean, really what changes everything is computers. Because writing all that stuff down and talking to your buddies over the phone.
I still play with the same guys. You'd have to use the USA Today.
Yeah.
Because that was your, like, right, that's going to be the official one. And then he would go through it and then send us, you know. But I don't even, I don't know how he sent it to us.
Maybe
to be
a fax
with you,
or something.
But yeah.
It's like, it was like being an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And look, some people, obviously he enjoyed it because no one was forcing him to do it. And I remember working with a guy at the car dealership. Same thing. You know, he had a fantasy team. He'd go to the sports section. They'd get those numbers. There's a lot of work that went into it. Once it was like, okay, just plug it in and the computer will do it for you, you know it's perfectly accurate, and it just makes it so easy.
In August of 1963, they took turns drafting players from the NFL. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback George Blanda was the first ever fantasy football pick.
I knew. They know who it was.
Yep.
Well, yeah, there you go. How many teams do you do a year? Do you just do the one?
I just do the one with my buddies. Yeah.
And how much money do you toss?
Not much, because it's always been the same ever since we were little. I think it's like $40 to play, and
the
winner gets a few hundred and bragging rights.
Yeah, and you just keep it that way.
Yep.
We're not raising the stakes.
We've never changed.
Yeah.
It.
I mean, I'm sure
some
people have played a lot of money.
People have gotten in, but
how many guys are in there?
I think there's 12 of us, and you know, someone died. Someone else quit at some point, you know, and you pick up new people.
Oh,
not many, you know. I think, my oldest son picked up a team.
Oh, okay. That's not, yeah, that makes sense.
He picked up my ex-wife's team.
See? That makes sense.
Once we got divorced, they were like, yep, she's out. We got right. a spot.
Yeah.
Because she played forever, and then I was like, hey, you want a spot on the team? He's like, yeah, so he took it.
Imagine that, like your parents, because your dad wasn't into sports, and your mom tried to keep up with sports a little bit, so she'd have something to talk with you about at the breakfast table. You've told that story before.
Sure.
But just the thought of, like, you know, is it a good hobby? Are you a little too into sports? You're not going to be a pro ball player. But you look at, like, fantasy football, there's really two things that keep me in contact with my brothers. Cars and the Chiefs, right, you know, sure, and the Royals. Right, yeah. That's it. It's like sports and cars.
It's easy to talk about, and you don't have to have, you know, you can argue about sports, but it's still like, it's not the end of the world. Nobody really gets mad.
Exactly. That's it. And so it's become.
Except when my oldest tries with that LeBron's better than Jordan thing.
Well,
pisses me off after a while. I'm like, Jesus Christ, shut up.
For goodness sake, he really, does he do that just to get under your skin, or he really believes it?
I think he believes it, and he does it to get under my skin.
See, I think he's got a little bit of you, a lot of you.
Oh, I know he likes to fight.
And I think it's possible that he's got some of those things that he's going to stand up and say, this is what I believe, and we'll never know if it's what he really believes, or if he just likes a reaction that
I think he does
like
believe
you in the
it,
moon
though.
Landing. You think he believes it?
I do think
Okay, well, at this point, what's the percentage? I know we're switching gears.
Probably a lot of people think LeBron's the best.
I mean,
but he's not.
For years, when they first started saying it, there was a lot of arguments against it, and you had rings, and you had, you know, just stats where you go, he's got a lot of catching up to do. At this point, what is he missing? I really don't know. I don't know what he's missing anymore. The guy's 40 years old, right? He's kept playing, so he's is he the all-time points leader?
Yep.
Okay. And who did he take that from?
Kareem.
Okay. I was thinking it was someone like that. Yeah. So your kid thinks he's the best basketball player of all time, or just better than Jordan?
Best basketball player of all time.
Hmm. And what's the consensus say online? Like, Will
Chamberlain? I think it's split, probably.
Okay.
And I happen to be a Kareem guy, too.
Okay.
I think Kareem was probably the best basketball player to ever put on tennis shoes and get on the court.
Okay.
But he just doesn't get put with those two guys because he was a center and he was big. But he changed the game. They had to, you know, change rules because of how good he was.
Yeah.
And his sky, he had a shot that was just unstoppable.
Right.
And he played, you know, I think he won, like, when he was in high school, I think he won the state championship all 4 years, then won the national championship at UCLA.
Okay. That's the kind of stuff you don't normally
ever, right. Yeah. And then went into the NBA and changed it. So, I mean, you know, he may not be the best NBA player ever. He may be three, but I think he's the best basketball player ever.
Now, it's just we want to be able to quantify that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As sports fans, because you're able to quantify so much, but there are things when you're just talking about who's the greatest. I mean, I was trying to explain Kobe to my wife one time, like, you know, she was asking about Kobe, was he any good? You know, was he the best of all time? And I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I do like Kobe. And I was trying to explain to her, because she's like, well, it seems like Kobe maybe, you know, he wasn't nearly as good as the other guys. I'm like, you got to understand about Kobe. It's like, his work ethic was amazing. You know, when they're in the Olympics and these other guys are, you know, going out to the bar, and he goes back to the gym and he's practicing more. I mean, this guy, he was the hardest working. He made himself the best he could be. And I think if you want to say, who is the best pro athlete example of all time of someone who, you know, got the absolute most out of themselves.
Kobe, unbelievable.
It's Kobe.
And his teammates.
There's no way. And his teammates.
He made his teammates better.
Yes, because they saw that. You know,
the end argument, if you want to argue, people already argue on Twitch who is better, LeBron or Jordan. This is the end argument, and it really, if I've ever argued with Nick about it, it makes him mad. But on all the championship teams that LeBron was on, he was never the best player on that team. Now people are going to be like, wait, what?
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, go ahead and look
every
it up.
Every single time, huh?
Well, I mean, you could argue he was, but it's a good argument against it.
Okay.
He won in Miami with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Right? He won in Cleveland with Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you just go through and look at those.
He won with the Lakers. I mean, yeah, just look at who his teammates were.
The thing is, from early on, I knew that there was never going to be anything he could do where you would say he was the
GOAT. Here's the thing.
I don't think.
I watched Jordan and I watched LeBron. Here's the thing. I hate Jordan. I hate him. I'm a Pistons fan.
True.
I hate Jordan.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a fan of his. I hate him. I hate him. He was just better.
Okay.
He was just better.
The Church of Laszlo. because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo!
Yo!
Why are you so mad at Canada?
Dude, yeah, I have to tell you why I'm so mad at Canada? They're talking mad S, and it's annoying.
Well, it seems like we talk mad S, and they talk mad S back at us.
Okay, we're a real country.
Okay.
They're basically a state, right, that doesn't have statehood yet.
Okay.
And a lot of open space. They do have a lot of land up there, and as things get warmer, I'm sure, you know, it'll be nice one day. But for now, I just think they should watch their tone a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to talk all this trash. It's not going to help. It's all about the trade war, right? They're mad about the trade war. And over the weekend, people kept asking Trump in the media, hey, you know, do you think there's going to be a recession? Will there be a recession? And he sat down and did an interview with Fox. Someone interviewed him on Air Force One. And both times, he would not rule out the idea that there could be a recession.
Overnight, President Trump doubling down on his escalating trade war.
I think the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing we've ever done as a country.
While not ruling out an upcoming recession in an interview that aired Sunday morning.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition. Because what we're doing is very big. It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
It's like growing pains, right?
The stock market. You see that?
Well, the stock market, look, the stock market, they like predictability. Trump has been saying this is a long-term thing.
Sure.
Right, you know, hey, it's going to hurt in the short term, but in the long term, he even said when he was on, I think it was on Air Force One.
You guys are all against him, but if he would have just said change is hard.
Yeah, who said I'm against them?
Right.
Words
in
my
Obama
mouth.
Said change is hard. Look, we're on, you know. And then everybody was like, oh, yeah, change is hard.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, hey, it's going to take a little bit of time. People are like, you dickhead.
If Bernie Sanders had come in and put a bunch of tariffs in, right, a lot of people that are angry now, I'm sure, would be like, well, look, it's going to be tough, right? It takes a minute.
Right.
But I did hear him on Air Force One saying, they were talking about, hey, you know, somebody in your administration.
Barry Sanders?
Yeah, Barry Sanders. Is that his name? Yeah, Barry Sanders. Pretty left-leaning guy. He's so quiet for a while, kind of disappeared. No one knew where he went. But
his dad was kind of mean to him, probably why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, was he from Wichita? Was there ties there? Yeah. Kansas guy. You're a Kansas guy. So, you know, someone to be proud of. Well, so then they asked Trump. They keep asking about these tariffs. And on Air Force One, they said, you know, I don't know, someone in your administration. They said that they don't think there's going to be a recession. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm not surprised that they said that.
All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs, and we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
China retaliating with taxes on some American agricultural goods coming into effect today. And the U.S. will put its tariffs on all foreign steel and aluminum Wednesday, and is considering more taxes on Canadian goods. Canada has imposed its own tariffs on billions of dollars of American products.
Okay. So, I know last time there was some issues when Trump was president the first time with the tariffs. The farmers had some troubles. What do we have to buy from these farmers? You know, what do they sell to China that now they're going to have too much of? Can't we help? Can we buy some wheat or something? There's got to be a way that we as a country can work together and get through these tough times together, right? I mean, the future Canadian Prime Minister, Carnival Barker, what's his name, Mark Carney, he's up there talking about how Canada's going to win this thing, and then he's trash-talking us. He's trash-talking the United States. I don't even want to hear it.
Americans, they should make no mistake. In trade, as in hockey, Canada will win.
He used the hockey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. That sucked when they won.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Because I knew this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this would happen. I knew it.
Yeah, they'd use it against us.
I mean, and we had a better team, it looked like, or at least just as good. I mean,
we were just as good. It was close.
And they just beat them a couple of days before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, was he do this, you know, the aggregate goals like soccer or whatever?
Right.
It's tied.
I don't know how
it works.
He acts like it's the dream team and they never lost a game and they demolished all their opponents. Like, I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. You know? Just be careful because You're not always going to win those games. You're not always going to win those trade wars. What do we need to sell to Canada anyway? What are we selling up there? What are they buying? You said that people were going around stores in Canada marking stuff that came from the United States by putting products upside down so that shoppers, when they came in, would know this is American. And I guess what? No, that's the good stuff. Here's the good stuff. Someone made it easy to spot. Is that the goal?
That's what they meant there.
Yeah. Canada's even, I mean, they even got the best basketball player.
Yeah, I know. I watched that SGA documentary thing. I didn't know that they were that good at basketball, but whatever. They still have Drake, so ha.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I heard Canadians are taking everything and turning it upside down.
Yeah.
So like, if it was from America, so you know what to... So, you know, they said Canadians going into stores trying to buy Canadian. They look at it. You have to look at the product all the time. So if it was like a cereal box or something and somebody found out it was from the United States, just turn it upside down. Now they don't have to look.
So what does that mean? We just got to start buying Aunt Jemima syrup again?
I don't know where Aunt Jemima syrup is made. Neither do you.
Well, it's an American company, right?
We don't have really many American companies, do we?
Sure,
I'm being
we
honest.
Do.
Like, where is Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, whether it's made here. But yeah, corn syrup we make here, and we make it well. If it's flavored corn syrup, I'll bet it's made here.
Did you think there's an Aunt Jemima factory?
Oh, they changed the name of that. We're not. That's not the name anymore. It's called Mill Grinders or something. What's that new name? They got rid of Aunt Jemima.
Pearl Milling.
Pearl Milling.
Started in St. Joe.
What? Look at that. And since real maple syrup probably comes from Canada, I don't know if they make any like in Minnesota, but since the real maple syrup comes from Canada, we just got to start using the cheap store stuff. It's cheaper anyway. I don't want to pay, I don't know about you guys, I don't want to pay $15 for a little thing of maple syrup. I had pancakes this morning, and I used boysenberry syrup that I'm positive didn't have any actual maple syrup in it. It was like $3 for a big bottle of it. It was corn syrup, made with American pride. So, you know, if you have something else from Canada that I need to be aware of, please reach out to me. Other than the maple syrup thing, I don't know what to look out for. Does anything come to mind? There are obvious Canadian products?
That's the one.
That's it. And maybe we can't get real maple syrup here anymore.
Apparently they make it in Vermont, don't they?
Oh, Vermont, yeah. Of course. Get Vermont maple syrup. There you go. We're fine. I really can't think of anything else. I mean, maybe I don't play hockey. Maybe they make hockey stuff up there or something. I don't know. But if they're going to go in there and start turning stuff upside down and then talking, he's going to invoke the loss in the hockey game. I mean, this is their new prime minister, and this is how he wants to start things off? Come on. You guys aren't pissed?
No.
How can you? Are you not a patriot at all? Are you not proud to be American at all? This guy's talking mad S.
Looks like it's owned by Pepsi.
Who? Yeah. Pearl Milling?
Yeah.
Yeah, boom. Perfect. So we should be good. But you mentioned that there's Vermont, there's real Vermont syrup,
probably
too.
They don't make it here, though, right?
Well, like corn syrup, they probably do. I don't know.
Probably make it somewhere they can pay people
like
cheaper.
I feel like we make a lot of corn syrup here. Yeah, you'd have to look. I don't know exactly how that supply chain works. But I know that a lot of the real maple syrup at the store says Canada. So I'll just look for Vermont if I want the real stuff. Anyhow, look, will there be a recession? Won't there? Trump won't rule it out. That finance guy in his administration is like, don't worry, there's no recession. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
So, I mean, are you guys... You guys aren't worried about a recession now, are you? I don't want you getting nervous about that. I would like it if you showed a little bit more pride in America and got mad at Canada with me with this guy talking mad ass. I mean, Trudeau did his thing.
We talked mad ass.
Well, when?
This guy's just responding.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm rooting for America, but like,
yeah,
it's
sure.
Like being mad at, you know, Jake Paul for talking smack to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's talking smack to him. Like, that's just... We're just talking smack, like it's fine.
Yeah, right. We're allowed to talk smack to you, though.
Yeah, they're allowed to talk smack back to us.
And if they are. And when they do, I'm allowed to get angry. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, if they were just talking smack and we didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't do anything and they were just like, screw the United States.
They don't have to bring up the hockey game. They don't have to bring up the hockey game. It's not like Trump said we're doing this because we lost the hockey game.
Well, I think it's because Trump said we're going to win.
Yeah.
Trump said, we're going to show them that we're the best, even in their sport, hockey.
And we're going to make them a state.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that dream is over now for them. Because I'm angry at them. Long Island was on fire this weekend. Did you guys see that? How do you have fires in Long Island? I don't know much about New York. I just know that it seems like most people, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of people that are New Yorkers, when I really think like quintessential New Yorkers, of course all the boroughs and everything, but when I think New York, I think of Long Island. Like, I wish that I'd grown up on Long Island as a kid. You know, you see those houses. I mean, anyway,
I think Brooklyn.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. I mean, those long row houses that are longer than they are, but yeah.
Like Harlem?
Long Island is like, I mean, I get Long Island feels like a different side of New York.
Yeah, it's
that's like
the,
if you, to me, it feels like if you took Kansas City, a suburb in Kansas City, and put it there, that would be Long Island.
Yeah.
Right. It's, like, it's just a normal place for everybody.
Exactly, like a place that people, over the years, it stayed pretty nice. Yep. You know, even when New York was going through all of its bad stuff, it was this nice suburb, and it was a place where blue-collar people could raise a family.
Yeah,
where cops and firefighters could raise their kids and have a little house. And, you know,
and it never really got taken over. I mean, all those boroughs were like that.
Right.
Brooklyn was like that.
Yeah.
But then eventually it got to be like, you know, Brooklyn's just filled with hipsters. You can't afford to live there anymore unless you had your
house once
there.
It basically burned down and then rebuilt. You know, you just think about how
Long
bad
Island,
it was
you're right, it still has always been Long Island.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the place where hipsters and the New York elite would be like, I'm not living on
exactly.
Long Island.
I live in the city because that's not in the city. Mm-hmm. Whereas me, a guy from Kansas City, I went to that show at the Dome in Seattle, and I sat next to this woman, and she was asking, oh, where are you from? And she said she's from Long Island. And I was like, oh, that's cool, New York. She's like, well, I mean, I live on Long Island. I don't live in the city. I'm like,
yeah, they don't consider themselves.
To me, you're from New York City.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you live in Long,
no, it's not the same. But anyway, it was on fire this weekend.
This morning, a shocking scene not far from the heart of New York City. Wildfires ripping across parts of Long Island. Thick black smoke billowing into the sky. Officials telling residents to close their windows and stay inside. The fires not far from the upscale Hamptons area. Major roads nearby shut down. On Saturday, New York State Governor declaring a state of emergency. Officials with this alert for the public.
This fire at its largest, which is now still burning, is 2 miles long and 2.5 miles wide.
So they've got it seems like under control, and they now know how it was started. You guys didn't hear this?
No.
A
Aaron Rodgers?
Resident was making s'mores in their backyard.
Oh, you said Aaron. I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers started it.
That, well, I don't know. You know, it could be him. They, I think they said that they actually know who the person is that was making the s'mores and that maybe they were even in custody. But could you imagine? You're making s'mores in your backyard and you start a fire on Long Island just like miles wide. I mean, you've done things as a kid where you look at it and go, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you do things as an adult.
No, I'm saying you could die. Maybe it was an adult who was making the s'mores.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think so. I just think like it reminds me of one of those things you do as a kid where you go, holy crap, what have I done? And what do? Do you turn yourself in? Do you hope that they... I absolutely hope that they never find out it was me. I hide all the s'mores stuff for sure. I mean, I'm putting that through
the
wood chipper.
Well, I'm probably not even hiding it.
That's going through.
People are like, were you doing it? I'm like, I made, you think, oh, I started this with s'mores?
I was making s'mores off the wildfire. That's what I was doing. We had fire. I started making s'mores.
You're about to say, like, okay, you're talking to the fireman. You're like, oh, really? S'mores started this.
Yeah.
That's what you've ended up with?
Say it to my face.
We melted some chocolate.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
The JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo.
So, plane crash in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's where my uncle was from. That's where I went during the summer. Love it. I'd love to live there. If you've never been,
Amish around there?
It's beautiful. Huh? Tons of Amish.
Okay.
Yeah, Intercourse, Pennsylvania and all that.
Yeah.
So another, yeah, my dad got me the shirt when I was getting, let me buy it. It says, I love Intercourse, Pennsylvania. You know, I was like 10 years old. So there's another plane crash, one of these small plane crashes. And I told you guys to look at pictures if you get a chance, not while you're driving, but just look up this plane crash in Pennsylvania and realize that they're saying five people survived this plane crash. It took off. There was something wrong with the door. They say, hey, we need to make an emergency landing. We're turning around like the door was open, which I don't know. Is that why is that an emergency? Skydivers, the door is open, right? It doesn't cause the plane to go down. I don't know. But they said the door was open, it was stuck or something. They're coming back, trying to make it to the airport. They can't. They're losing altitude. They end up crashing in a parking lot. And one of the police had said, look, if they'd been in the air like a second longer, they would have smashed into the side of this apartment complex. Instead, they landed on a Buick and a bunch of other crossovers in this parking lot, and somehow these people survived.
Multiple calls for a aircraft crash.
Remarkably, all five people on board survived. Someone on the plane reported an open door on the aircraft shortly after takeoff and requested permission to return to Lancaster Airport.
Mike, pull up. Rescue 1, Lancaster Tower, the aircraft is down out just behind the terminal.
Images of the crash show the tail of the plane in a parking lot, while the rest of the aircraft was engulfed in flames.
How do you survive that? I mean, if you look at just the black smoke billowing out of this thing, and I'm not kidding when I say it landed on a Buick, like it's in a parking lot and it's torn apart. Now, if you told me that there were, you know, six people on that plane and one of them is still technically alive in critical condition, okay, but five people survived that plane crash. Now, Soko, you asked the question, the media keeps bringing up what's going on with airplanes. I don't know if they've actually quantified and said, hey, between this and the hospital plane that crashed and the plane that crashed in Arizona last week,
and then over,
and then you,
and, then you ice skaters,
then you got the DC plane, an actual passenger jet hitting a helicopter. Like, is that more than usual? I think they, it feels like they should quantify, or they do quantify the passenger jets as like their own thing, because a lot of these smaller planes, when you go to read the story, sometimes they don't even have like air traffic control. I don't understand how it works, but I really don't know. So it obviously seems like there's a, been a lot more problems in the last. When did it start? It started with DC, right? That was the first one?
Yeah.
Or was the, yeah.
I think
so,
the ice skater one, right? That was from Wichita.
Yeah,
to,
I think that's the first one. Right. And it was, they were at Reagan, right? Mm-hmm. And they hit a helicopter. Then the next one was the hospital, whatever, the ambulance airplane.
And the medevac.
And that killed, what, like three people?
Yeah.
Then there was something in Arizona. And oh, and then in you had that plane that came down and hit another plane. On the tarmac.
Oh.
And then one that sliced one is
Vince Neil's jet or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. And then, did they ever figure out if that really was Vince Vaughn's jet over there? People thought that it was.
And then the plane that flipped over.
Then there was that Japanese flight, I don't know, a week before last or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of them.
It seems like a lot, but it's also possible that because there's been a couple big stories, that now the media is reporting this stuff as national news where we might not have heard about it before. I don't know. Meta. You guys know Meta.
Sure.
Formerly known as Facebook. They got a whistleblower. This woman, we should get her on the show, Snowcone.
I'm on it.
Sarah Wynne Williams. Look her up. She probably will come on the show because she wrote a book and, you know, they're calling her a whistleblower. Meta supposedly is trying to keep this book from being published. Mm. So obviously they don't like what's in it, but if you go through and see what her accusations are, it seems a little vague. I'd like to get her on the air.
Meta says the book is filled with false accusations and it is taking legal action to try and stop its publication.
You describe something called lethal carelessness. What does that mean?
To me, that's about knowing that you're causing harm and damage, and in some instances, leading to death, and not doing anything about it.
And did you see that?
I saw that.
Okay, so I looked through some of the stuff that they talked about. So she said, basically, the first thing that she said, and what I saw this morning, that the company knowingly was harming kids. Like, you know, I'm sort of putting words in my mouth, but it knew that it was making some people depressed, some kids depressed, and it was probably bad for them, and yet they didn't do anything about it. And so kids start to worry about their image and all these things. I did hear her mention suicide. Then her really big thing, and what I heard this morning, was she was mad about what Meta was willing to do for China. They wanted to get Facebook into China. China says, if you want to do Facebook here, you're going to follow our rules. In order to do that, Meta would have to change their policies to function in China. She was apparently working there at the time and really didn't like the things that Meta was allegedly willing to do and the information they were willing to hand over to the Chinese in order to do business there.
Every U.S. company.
Wait, but they don't do business there. That's the other thing. Like,
right.
So she's whistleblowing, but the thing is, Facebook's response was, yeah, we didn't end up being in China. That deal didn't work out. Like, so that kind of goes against her thing, I would think. It sounds to me like somebody at Meta said, yeah, we're not going to do all this stuff. We'd love to be in the biggest market in the world, but we're not going to do it. They're not there. If they were there, so it just seems like it's very general.
So she's saying the stuff that
social media is bad.
It was bad enough.
Bad enough is what she's saying. And then she's saying that, you know, social media is bad for kids. It's unhealthy. And I just thought, we don't need whistleblowers most of the time to tell us about things. Sometimes we do. You know, unsafe at any speed, you know, cars are dangerous, whatever. But for the most part, companies are allowed to sell things that we know are not good for us.
Of course, they do it all the time.
Candy, soft drinks, fried food, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, we're allowed to have that stuff. Cigarettes.
Marijuana. Cigarettes.
We're allowed to buy that stuff, right? So, I don't know, is it really are you really whistleblowing if you're like, hey, this doesn't make people better, it makes them depressed? Oh, okay. I know there's some debate about that. I mean, I'll believe you. But also, we're not putting the genie back in the bottle.
No.
And if you're saying that you don't want kids to use social media anymore, I don't know. I don't know if you put that gene. How the hell are you going to stop them?
Can't.
They say kids look at porn now at 10.
Yeah.
Because they find it on the phone. Were you the one that told me that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I was on a podcast. Some guy did a study about porno. And I mean, he's been studying porno for 25 years. And
what
some of it
job.
I didn't like. Yeah, I'm like, me too.
No
but
kidding.
Some of it, but like how many, the percentage of people that use it, the percentage of people who think they're addicted to it, the percentage of people who I think they call it PP. Problematic pornography.
Is that me? Because I categorize it and say
no. It's like if so addicted is like you can't stop. I don't know. He kind of thinks like you know you can't. It seemed to me like he was kind of like, I don't know if they're really addicted. It's not heroin, but
right. It's a compulsion they call
right.
it.
But you know if you're doing it 5-6 times a day and
okay.
then like problem is like you know did you miss work up because of it. Does your wife get mad and you do it anyway? You know, that's problematic. But then the amount of people who do it, so.
I don't think I've ever missed work for
the amount of, have you ever been late?
I'm sure I've been late to meetings and stuff. Absolutely, yeah.
For sure.
I do recall thinking maybe I had a problem when we were in Seattle, when we did radio there. The company moved us there, right? They moved our stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there before my stuff did. And so as my stuff.
Did you ever get a hold of that guy? I want to put him on the podcast.
Yeah, I reached out to him. We're supposed to schedule one this week.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. And get a hold of this whistleblower. But I remember they brought my stuff to my apartment, and the first thing I got was my computer. I still had, like, a tower PC, right? But I didn't... The cable company hadn't been out yet, so there's no internet, no nothing. But I had porn on that computer. And I just remember thinking, like, now my home is a home.
Yeah, sure.
It felt like now I feel comfortable here because now I have pornography.
Sure.
Because without it... You know, you had to go down to the peep show. Lucky we had that.
You know, people who watch porn and grew up on porn. I guess maybe, you know, their sex lives are different, too.
I've heard definitely
you know,
heard that.
Like,
yes.
We think, you know, sex should look like that.
Right. And they say it's harder for... They claim there's more ED and all these things. I've seen stuff about that, too. That the especially men, I don't know about women, but their sex drives are messed up. A lot of them prefer porn over sex.
Yeah.
And especially, like, porn over sex with their partner. Okay. I don't know, back in the day, if you got a hold of a good porno video...
Well, my thing is, like, why, you know, I don't know, why is all that bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what, you have to, that was the thing, and why I want to have him on. It was like these two guys agreeing that all these things were bad, and I'm like, why is that bad? Like, oh, so guys think porn should look like this, and women who watch porn think sex should look like this, and back in the day, we didn't have sex like that. We didn't have these high demands of what sex would look like, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's a lot
made
more
fun.
Open. It's made sex more fun, and people can talk about it and really do what they want to do. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that bad? Maybe people's sex lives are better. They can talk about their fetishes and have them. I'm guessing probably dudes in the 20s wanted women in nylons, too. They just died not asking for it.
Yeah. Well, they made the magazines. They had the magazine.
Right?
So, leg show.
Right, but they probably didn't ask. Now maybe porn's so widespread and everybody watches it. Now
you feel more comfortable.
You're like, you know, hey.
You feel more comfortable talking about it.
You like the choke thing or not?
Right, right. You're right, because I don't know why, but like I've heard Bill Maher say a couple times it'll come up. He's like, you know, I don't think that pornography is like a net zero for kids. He's like, I think it's definitely a problem that they're seeing such graphic porn at such a young age. And I've always kind of been like, yeah, I agree with that guy. It's probably not great to see such graphic porn at such a young age. But now that you say that, I don't know why exactly.
Right, why?
I mean, I feel like there's
reasons.
I know
it's because it's not the norm and we don't want that, but I'm like, I don't mean, like, maybe it does make people, you know. And by the way, okay, so this guy's like, hey, I'd rather use porn than have sex with my wife. So what?
That doesn't seem so new.
So what?
Me.
I guess before what? It's not like if he didn't have porn, the guy would want to have sex with his wife. I feel like, right?
Yeah.
There's already a problem there.
The thing I heard was saying that, what's the generation after millennials, Gen Z, right? It's like that Gen Z, in their sex lives, they think that sex should be basically on a screen. So they want to film all of their sex.
Mm.
And again, they acted like, you know, obviously this is horrible. Now, I can see why it could be if that stuff gets out or whatever, and revenge porn. I get why all that's bad. But is the actual act, if they all want to film themselves, because they've got what would have been $1 million cameras in the 90s, now they're just in their pocket and they want to film it. Is
who
that,
cares?
Is that so bad?
As long as I mean, it's on them. They have to know the risks of it getting out and everything else. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, whatever. I can see why that's bad. But,
if they want to record it and look at it.
Right.
I don't want to do that. But
is that bad? And I think they're obviously implying that, of course, there's risk it gets out. Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Right.
But are we saying that they just shouldn't film it at all? I don't know. Snoko is a filmer. Obviously, you've seen a lot of...
And he's got... I mean, he would be able to tell you how it gets out.
It does get out. It can end relationships.
Right. And make sure not everything goes back to your iPad, and then your girlfriend that you're living with has access to said iPad.
Yeah.
And then she has to watch you have sex with somebody else.
That's a good start.
While she's just trying to listen to iTunes.
Rookie move. Rookie move.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's
going on?
So, Boy Wonder on
our Twitch
stream there said, I really hope you guys are going to talk about this. And I did see this story, and it does kind of play into stuff that you predicted. Because in the past, we've talked about gender bathrooms, you know, and can trans people use the bathroom with the gender that they identify with? And then you've got a bunch of people saying no. And you're like, how are you going to know? Like, if there's a transgender woman living her life as a woman, and now she walks into the men's restroom, you think that's a better idea than the other way around? And how are you going to enforce this? And now, you know, I don't know if this is the first time. It's probably not.
Because my point being, if it gets confusing for me to say, but if you are a, and if I say this wrong, if you're born a man, but living as a woman.
Cisgendered man.
Right? And so you want to go into the woman's bathroom. Okay?
A trans woman.
But you have a wiener.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into that bathroom, you go into a stall.
Correct.
Okay? So
no one knows.
It's really a private bathroom.
Because women's restrooms only have stalls.
They only have stalls. And if you are...
a trans man.
Right. And you want to go into the men's bathroom, but you're born a woman and you have a vagina, right? Then you have to go into the stall.
You're going
to
go in there anyway.
Because you can't pee in a urinal that I know of, or at least it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Or else they would have them in your bathrooms. So you then have to go into a stall anyway.
Yeah.
So now both people are in stalls. So what does it matter? They're both sitting down on a toilet with the door closed. The only way that it gets weird at all, if you do it this way and you say, I don't want my kids to see this, the only way it gets weird at all is if you are a man living as a woman.
A trans woman.
Right?
Yeah.
And you go into the men's bathroom because that's where we want you to go, but you're in a skirt and you appear to be a woman, and then you stand in front of the urinal and hike your skirt up and piss in it.
Yeah.
That's the only time a kid would be like, wait, what is happening?
Exactly.
So there is really no argument. Like, it's fine.
Let them use
the worst. The worst thing could be is that you actually hold us to, if you're worried about kids, which I'm not, but whatever.
Yeah.
If you are, the worst thing could be is the one that you're trying to enforce.
Yeah.
That I live as a woman, I dress as a woman, I act like a woman, I look like a woman, but I have to go into the men's bathroom. That's the only time is when then I lift up my skirt, pull down my pantyhose, and pee in the toilet.
Of course you're wearing pantyhose.
Yeah, well.
Me too. So
am I wrong?
No, I think this thing that Laszlo came up with years ago when this first started to become a hot topic is brilliant. It's Laszlo's stall explanation.
Yeah.
The stall theory. Everyone's using a stall. Trans woman is going to be using a stall. A trans man is going to be using a stall. So,
because they have to.
Yes, because they have to. So, because a trans woman, if the trans woman is going into the restroom with of the gender she identifies with, then she has to use a stall.
Yeah, same thing.
So, if you say, nope, it has to be the gender that you were assigned at birth or whatever, how the hell are you going to enforce this?
Right.
And I'm with you. I think most people would agree, Laszlo, that what would get weird is if a trans woman walks into the men's restroom. That's weirder
right.
than going into the restroom of the gender you identify with. So this happened apparently in Arizona. And I don't know what the name of the store was. Somewhere I thought they said the store, but this article doesn't say. But there are two women at a store in Arizona, and they were harassed by police in the women's restroom. Okay, this happened in Tucson. So these two women go into the men's restroom. Apparently, they have very strict rules there. One of these women is, she identifies as a stud, which is like a butch lesbian, I guess. Okay?
Okay.
I'd never heard stud before, but that's her word. Okay. So she's a lesbian. They go into the restroom together, into the women's restroom. They're both females. And they go into the women's restroom, and the cops think that one of them
is a man.
Is a man.
Oh, I've thought about this.
This is the thing you've talked
happened
about.
Happened to me when I was a kid.
What do you mean?
Well, there was this girl who lived in our neighborhood, and I was friends with her. I was like, you know, maybe in kindergarten or the first grade.
Okay.
Her name was Beth.
She sounds hot.
She was not. She was anything but. But, you know, I was friends with her, whatever. I didn't know anything, but she looked like a stocky little dude.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know? I went to summer camp with her.
She had real short hair and glasses.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah.
I think she had a basketball with her when she came up to my house, and, you know, my dad didn't mean anything by it, but he was just like, yo, you know, there's a guy here for you, or whatever he said, but it was certainly gender-specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey.
He's outside.
Yeah, he's outside, right? Like, hey. And I was like, and then she apparently started crying and ran home.
Of course. God, I feel bad.
My dad was like, you know, what happened?
Right.
I was like, it's a girl. He's like, Jesus.
Right. So
it was the 70s. It was different.
It's so weird. Our lives, I had the exact same, except it was split.
I think he felt bad about it, but he was still like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's also the 70s, whatever, you know.
I don't think he went and apologized.
I don't think dead naming was, yeah. I went to summer camp, a day camp, and there was a girl in my class.
He brags that my dad probably said, that weird dude just ran home crying.
Right. 70s dad. But I had day camp with, and there was this girl, and she looked like a young lesbian. You know what I mean? She was a little husky, but I'd seen women, girls like her before. Uh-huh. She had short hair. And I don't remember if it was the first day or second day that I was there, but I went into the restroom, and she was peeing at the urinal. And that's when I realized she's a dude.
Mm.
And we just thought that she was a female, or that he was a female this whole time. Mm. So we had been referring to him as her, she. And I was very, very confused. Like a lesbian. I mean, really looked like a little girl.
Like
with very short hair. But really, really, you know, just
feminine.
His face and everything. I don't know what it was, but I mean, all of us thought that it was a girl.
Right, sure.
And then I saw him at the urinal.
Like a super good-looking dude, though?
No.
Oh, because I remember, like, sometimes when I was little, there was kids, and like it was almost like their faces were too cute to be guys, you know what I mean? And if they had a little bit longer hair, you're like, oh.
Like Natalie like Portman with short hair. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Hair can play it. But no, he had short hair, but he just totally looked like a female. And it looked like he had breasts.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, some sort of hormonal thing, I'm sure, whatever. Yeah. But I felt really bad. Looking back now, God, I feel even worse. But he must have been used to it because he did not correct us in the beginning or anything. Mm-hmm. He just went to the urinal. So anyhow, at this bathroom in Arizona, these two girls go in.
Sim's talking about himself.
What'd she call herself? A stud, which is like a masculine lesbian. That's how she identifies, queer slang. Two cops come running into the women's restroom.
Okay.
Both men. So now the only men in the girls' restroom are these cops, right? And they said that they start like flashing lights under the stall because they're in stalls, Lazo. They're in the girls' restroom. Right. So they're flashing lights under the stalls and talking to these girls. And saying, like, hey, you need to get out of here because they think that there's a guy in there.
They came in here in the girls' restroom because I'm a girl and they didn't think I was a girl. So they tried to come take me away because I'm a girl.
Okay. So
they didn't come take you away because you're a girl. They came take you away because you look like a dude.
Yeah. I mean, it happened in Tucson and I thought it was a Walmart, but God, I don't want to get the store wrong. They were at a store, like a retail store. And I know I saw the store name in one of the articles, but this story does not say. But these two cops come in, they start flashing the lights around, and they start telling them, you know, hey, you need to get out of here. So, and of course, they're also pointing out, like, well, now there are guys in the women's restroom, right? And it's the cops. So this does not seem like a necessary thing to be doing in life.
Are
this
cops
is not,
patrolling the bathroom?
That's what gets me. That's why I don't want to get the store
like,
wrong.
Like, do they have time? Like, I don't know.
Thought that it said Walmart, but maybe it was a different store, and I don't want to get the store wrong.
Well, maybe they were in there and someone complained? Like, are they, you know, were they just working?
They definitely made it seem like, yes, somebody saw her walking in there, thought she was a man, and then, you know, either the cops saw her directly, or someone told them, like, hey, a man just walked into the women's restroom. I don't think that they know for sure. At least it doesn't say in this article. But she did. She was able to get some of the video posted on TikTok of these cops in the restroom. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? If you are at a retail store, don't get the store wrong. Let's just say you're at a Walmart, and you see someone looks like a guy walking into the women's restroom. You go tell?
No,
if you're worried about it, just go in.
Even like a just natural, like we've gotten this weird thing about us. No, and we should just go back. Like people want it easier and better than, you know, like it was. You know what I mean? Like I want it like
life
it was
simpler.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, okay, because if an ugly person walked into the bathroom, you wouldn't say anything back then.
Right.
You'd be like, Jesus Christ, look at that ugly person.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't dare be like, are you a dude? Are you a woman? You wouldn't ask.
It's like the summer camp thing.
Right.
It was just like, oh. Because sometimes
you wouldn't ask. It's like asking a woman if she's pregnant.
Right.
You wouldn't say that.
Exactly.
You don't do it. You may think it, but you don't do it.
And sorry, I'm assuming that it was a woman.
Because I don't want to just assume.
I'm assuming that it was a woman who told the cops to go in there, but I don't actually know that. But
right.
I just imagine that a woman saw these lesbians go in there, thought one was a man. And if you're worried about it, Karen, why don't you just go in there and check it out?
Why not go
harass her yourself instead of sending the cops?
Well, what are the cops doing spraying little lights under the thing?
I know. Or better yet, you could not worry about it.
No.
It's not like you saw, if you see a kid in distress being dragged into a bathroom, he's like, I want my parents.
Yeah.
And the guy's going, no, you're coming
we'll
with me. Okay, we'll go in there.
Yeah.
But you see a butch lesbian that you think, was that a dude? You do not need to alert authorities.
No.
And, you know, we do have these gender-neutral bathrooms, like at the Kansas City airport.
Yeah.
I have not heard of any problems. I've used them many times. Seems to be working out just fine. And it doesn't even seem really weird anymore. At first, I did think, wow, these are big gender-neutral bathrooms. Kind of weird. But once you get in there, like, oh, you know, we're sharing sinks and stuff.
Was it like toilets on one side?
It's like a bunch of stalls.
That's
and
it?
I don't even really remember. I just know that you can go into the same one, and you'll be washing your hands at the sinks with Ben and Wonder. Have you been there, Snowcone?
I've not.
Okay. Well, somebody on Twitch can tell us. But this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're think about what you did. You sent two cops into
look,
a restroom.
You know, I'm from a different
door.
Era, you know. So, when I was in elementary school, I had to fight Ruthie because she was tough.
I thought she beat you up.
Well, she punched me in the nose.
Yeah.
But I won, though. We were out at recess, and she hit me.
Yeah.
My nose started bleeding. And then she said, I'm going to wait for you after school.
Mm-mm-mm.
My friends were like, Ruthie's going to kick your ass.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I was like, no, she's not. So I went outside and me and Ruthie fought.
Mm-hmm.
Full on.
And did you ultimately win the fight?
I slammed her face into the slide.
Good.
She was
good.
A big woman. And
yeah.
She hit me and it hurt.
Yeah.
And then she took another punch. I ducked and I grabbed her by the back of the head and I slammed it into the bottom of the slide.
Yeah.
And I kicked her.
Yeah.
And nobody broke it up.
Like,
broke it up like, don't hit a woman. That's not, nobody said that.
Well, it was Ruthie. Did you call her an idiot as you're slamming
know.
It?
I remember. You fat bitch or something.
Yeah. She needed
like,
to be put
that,
in her place.
Home.
She's going around
like
the playground
you
showing everyone her vagina.
And your Tevas. The hell out of here.
No, wait, she was wearing Tevas?
Jean shorts, I remember, and Tevas.
That alone.
Glasses. I broke her glasses when I slammed it into the slide.
Now, this sounds violent, but the truth is it probably helped her. If we could get a hold
of
her,
look,
now,
all
look
I know is that I had to do it because it was like the first grade. And if I get my ass kicked by Ruthie in the first
exactly
grade,
right.
That's staying all the way
that's
through the 12th grade.
That's a
that was a fight to death. I was willing to die on that playground, and I knew it had to be done.
Good for you.
Into women's bathrooms, it'll be like a loophole for predators, you know? And you're allowed to think that. But I will say, if you do think that, that does mean you believe there are guys out there going, man, I'd really love to go into a woman's bathroom and abduct and murder someone. But unfortunately, I'm just not allowed in there.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! So, the 10 best baseball movies of all time ranked and it's from a legitimate source from The Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
So, I told you there's some controversy here. Because,
it'll be the ones they left out, probably.
The ones that they left out, people are upset. I'm certainly upset about at least one of them that they left out. But here are your movies.
Are you upset that they left out the Benchwarmers?
Well, we'll get to that.
I'm sure they did.
Benchwarmers could be on the list. As far as you know, it's number one. Nick Swanson's greatest work.
Was Freddie Prinze Jr.
You like that movie. You like Fever Pitch, too. Well, I'll tell you what they've got here.
I love Fever Pitch.
Number 10, Boiling Point, 1990. Now,
I don't even know it.
It used to be on Cinemax or one of those when I was a kid. But I thought, and this is not the only one on the list, by the way. I thought, you know, some of these movies I don't really know that well. Maybe we should watch them. You know what I mean? Maybe we could watch one of these movies.
That
because
we don't know?
It feels like, you know, springtime, whatever. And they're saying these are the 10 best of all time. Now,
this doesn't include documentaries.
Well, it's got Pride of the Yankees, 1942. Wasn't that a documentary?
I think it's a movie.
Oh, it's not? Okay. They call it a sports movie classic, so I guess they would have said documentary. But that's a Lou Gehrig thing?
Probably.
I think? Yeah. Okay. Number 8 is Sugar from 2008. I've never seen it. Do you know that movie? It says, the contributions immigrants have made to baseball have seldom been highlighted on screen, which is why Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck's indie feature stands as a worthy corrective. More docudrama than full-fledged fiction, this naturalistic saga follows the travails of a talented young pitcher from the Dominican Republic. I've never seen it, and I thought, okay, there's one that maybe we could watch if they're saying it's so good.
All right.
Number 7, and I told you I put a lot of old movies on here, Bang the Drum Slowly, 1973. I've heard
that's
of it.
On everybody's.
Okay.
It's great.
That's like a Turner Classic Movies movie, you know, back when
it's got De Niro
cable.
It.
Yeah. And I do remember seeing that on TCM or whatever they call it. Number 6 is one that people my age all know very well, League of Their Own, 1992. Now, I think Laz would have some problems putting a League of Their Own in the top 10 greatest baseball movies
that,
of all
Slim?
Time.
Why?
Because girls don't play baseball.
Madonna in it?
Madonna's not a baseball player.
Rosie
Gina
Adam.
Davis isn't a baseball Gina player. Davis,
yeah. It's got Tom Hanks in it.
What's her sister's name? Something Petty. Lori Petty. I like that. She was hot. Yeah, Tom Petty. That's the one. Number 5, The Natural, 1984. Now, that's one that I would think
probably makes everybody's
be on the list.
Sure.
And I thought it totally possible to be number 1, especially as you start scrolling, you know, from bottom to top like that. I thought, okay, well, they're going to put a movie like The Natural at number 1. But it's number 5. Good movie, by the way. We've all seen The Natural. Fear Strikes Out, 1957. Yeah. Never heard of it.
These are old. I haven't seen it.
They should make it like, you know, 1970 or
right.
later, when movies became real movies. Bull Durham is number 3. Now,
well,
The Natural...
That surprises me,
right.
Because I think Bull Durham would be number 1.
Well, I thought The Natural or Bull Durham. It had to be one of those two. That's really what I thought. Wouldn't you? That it's either going to be The Natural or Bull Durham?
I would think of The Natural, Bull Durham, or Moneyball.
Oh, see, yeah, the Moneyball one confused me a little bit because I guess when I think baseball movies, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great.
And I don't think of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is baseball. I think about Bull Durham. I think about The Natural. I think about The Sandlot, which is not on the f***ing list. Oh, no. Sorry.
Or Field of Dreams?
Number 2 is Moneyball.
Oh, Moneyball made it. There you go.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That surprised me a little bit. And number 1, 8 Men Out with Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
I have seen that.
Yeah.
And but, man, it's been a long time. But that's what they put for number 1. So no Sandlot. Can you believe that? No Fever Pitch.
Was Field of Dreams on there?
No Field of Dreams.
No Everybody Wants Some?
No.
Everybody Wants Some will be in my top 10, too.
They've got 10 spaces here. Instead, they put stuff from the 40s, you know, or whatever.
The Rookie.
The Rookie. There you go. What about Major League? I'm sorry.
Major League.
But, you know, Moneyball is a baseball movie. Okay, sure. Well, then Major League is definitely a real baseball movie.
Of course.
And I would put Major League
in my top 10. You also got 42 and 61.
I can't believe 42 wasn't on here either.
61 was so good.
As soon as I saw they had Sugar on there, I thought, well, they'll have 42. I forget about that. No, they did not. So they say the greatest baseball movie of all time is not Sandlot, is not Fever Pitch, is not Field of Dreams. But 8 Men Out, 1988. I really don't remember this movie that well. I know that's another one that was on TV quite a bit.
Trouble
when I was a
with
kid.
The Curve?
Trouble with the Curve. Is that the. Wait.
That's
which
Justin
one's Clint
Timberlake?
And Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I think Clint Eastwood directed that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No Field of Dreams on their top 10, Lazo. And I'm sorry, but no Sandlot. Like, how old is the person putting this list together? Because The Sandlot is the quintessential baseball movie. For anyone,
it may not be in my top
10,
though.
The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It may be. I'd have to go
through
and do it.
That's the baseball movie that made me want to watch more baseball movies.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But there are better movies.
Yes, but when I was a kid and that came out, I remember seeing it twice in theaters. And the second time I went with my buddy.
But it's not as good as Moneyball as a movie.
But it made us want to watch more baseball movies. And I've seen The Sandlot way more times than I've repeat watched any of these. It's totally rewatchable. I've seen Moneyball 2 or 3 times. I've seen Bull Durham probably 5 or 6 times, right, over the years. Another one was on a lot. And I've seen The Natural. But I've seen The Sandlot probably 30 times. I don't know. Snowcone, how many times have you seen The Sandlot? More than 10?
Oh, probably twice.
That's it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've probably seen it 100 times.
Yeah, I've seen it so many times.
I haven't seen like any of the movies you listed besides Moneyball.
I was surprised that...
You haven't seen Bull Durham?
Nope.
Whoa. And you've never seen The Natural?
You literally have never seen Bull Durham.
Never.
Dude, you'll love it.
Why wouldn't you watch it? Like,
I don't know.
And you've never seen The Natural?
It's like Rocky or Jaws to me. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Rocky?
We've talked about that, yeah.
Wait, what?
We've talked about this a million times.
You've never seen Rocky.
I would have thought that was Jeremy that said that.
I mean, I would have thought.
If you said, yeah, somebody said they'd never seen Rocky.
There's just a lot of those classic movies that I'm sure are good and I should watch, but I just have never seen them.
So when you're watching Squid Games at home, does it bother you? Like, I know there's these great classic movies out there that I could be watching, but is it like you don't want to commit to it or you just don't see them streaming?
I
still
have much of an urge.
Huh. Weird. I have that urge. Like, I watched The French Connection this weekend because it was on Prime, and I was like, oh, Gene Hackman died. I hadn't seen that in a long time. But I'm curious. That's what
I'm just
always
not
says.
Sure is how you're, it's going to sound bad because I did send him... Did you see what I sent you on Instagram?
Oh, I did, yes.
It was one of those things that's like, I forget what
I'll just, I'll read it here. Let's see.
But don't you think that's a lack of curiosity? I've heard you say that before. Well, if you're not curious.
The person who sent you this wants to remind you that you are a capable, powerful, badass woman. There's nothing you can't do.
I sent him that. It came up on my Instagram. I said, send this to someone. And so I scrolled through it of all the women that are on my Instagram, and I was like, you know what? Snow Cone would like that the best. I think that's the problem, man. Listen to movies he hasn't seen.
I know.
It's Jaws. It's Rocky. It's Bull Durham.
As the Twitch pointed out, I was raised by women.
Exactly. He was raised by a bunch of women.
But now you have the internet.
I know, but he's still raised by them. He is a badass woman.
But he does like masculine movies. Like, he'll watch newer stuff that comes out, and he likes it. Well, then he needs to see Rocky.
Well, of
he's
course
also
he
kind
does.
Of a pop
but
culture
if
guy.
Somebody, a male figure in your life, was like, you got to watch Rocky. That's what happened with me and my boys. Like,
not
you got to watch Rocky.
Yeah, it was on TV, and I watched it because it was good. I heard people talk about it. Now I had older brothers.
Of course, and they talked about Rocky. Everybody knew Rocky. It was talked about in your house. He grew up in a house where there was a bunch of women. They didn't talk about Rocky.
Yeah. Nursing Star
there was
Wars.
Rocky discussion going on in your house.
Okay. Of these movies that he's never seen, and he's only seen The Sandlot twice, which is almost as bad.
Maybe twice.
Wow. Okay.
Which I've seen one The Sandlot 2 more than that.
By the way, The Sandlot 2, it's not terrible.
No, it's good.
It's not terrible. It's not the same, but.
But 3's as good as 1.
Okay, never. What?
3's as good as 1.
I never saw it. I thought they were doing like American Pie where it was getting lamer and lamer.
I'm telling you, so 2 came out and it was like the same story but not as good.
Right.
Right?
I was watching.
And then 3 came out and it's as good.
Well, I need to watch 3 then. I didn't know that. Okay, so.
That's with Luke Perry?
What?
Yes.
I knew nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
I love Luke Perry.
I know.
All right.
He's the guy.
So of these movies.
And, what's his name? The star of it.
I don't know.
The guy who's fast and number one. The kid who runs from the goddamn dog.
Benny the Jet.
It's not Rocket Man. Benny the Jet.
Rocket's in the second one.
Yeah.
Benny the Jet is the manager of the Dodgers.
In part 3?
And Luke Perry is a player.
Okay.
Yes, and it's good, and they go back to the Sandlot.
If I'm being honest, I have not seen Sandlot probably in 10 or 15 years.
No.
So I do need to watch it again, but I watched it a lot as a kid. But of all these movies... The guy over here, you know, it's almost like, I wish I were you, because you've got these great movies that you get to see for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's like, you might not do it. I don't understand. Like, what are you doing with your life? You got to watch these movies. Rocky, The Natural. Do you ever seen Jaws? Jaws is so good.
Right.
And it invented the blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was, It's a good movie still. It holds up well.
Still holds up.
It holds up well. It's
no
on,
part of me is like, I bet these movies suck.
It's on Peacock. Universal puts it up every summer so you can watch it again.
Right, it's a good 4th of July movie.
I watched it last year. It's the 4th of July
movie. You can watch that and The Sandlot on the 4th of July because the fireworks go off.
Very good.
There you go. I'll do it
all right,
again.
No, all right, but.
He needs to watch.
Why don't we watch a movie? Well, why don't we watch a movie for the podcast? He needs to watch Bull Durham.
Absolutely. Those are the two I was going to say. Well, three, Natural, Rocky, and Bull Durham. But he'll like Bull Durham.
I think he might. Of all of them, that one might be the one he likes the best.
Okay. Let's all watch it.
All right.
Well, I'll watch it. Yeah.
I'll watch it.
All right. Well, I'll watch it. Everybody on Twitch, watch Bull Durham.
Watching it tonight?
We'll watch it this week, right?
We'll watch it this week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometime this week, and then we'll discuss it.
Yeah, we'll give you the week.
We'll discuss it on the podcast.
Okay.
We'll do a Bull Durham baseball movie podcast. And we'll recap it because you've never seen it.
Okay.
And we'll watch Bull Durham.
And it says right now...
Susan Sarandon is so hot.
It's available for free, Snow Cone, on Hoopla, which is the library streaming service.
Okay, I'm not
and I know
on
you,
that.
That's the only way he's going to watch it, because the other ways to watch it, you can rent it on Apple TV.
For the podcast.
Watch it on Hoopla. That's what I'm going to do. It's free.
Well, I got that on my phone. I use it for books.
Put it on your TV. It works.
Okay.
All right. We're all going to watch Bull Durham. There's no excuse if the library has it. It's $3.99 to rent.
So
I'll just rent it.
Laszlo's not worried about
I'm
it.
I'm fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, so I'm going to keep it. I'll skip some. You guys don't need to know. But these are, I'll keep it like 1980 and if there's something big in the 70s thing.
Cool.
All right?
Cool.
But these are the 100 movies all men must see.
Okay. Love it.
This is a little bit early. This is 1971, but I feel like most men have seen it. Dirty Harry.
Yes.
Have not seen it. That's Clint Eastwood and like the big gun, right?
I thought he would have at least seen Dirty Harry.
Me too, because I would think if he hadn't, then he would mention it when he talks about big movies that he hasn't seen. I think that would be bothering him.
Have you ever seen any of the Dirty Harry movies?
No.
All right. Okay.
Bull Durham.
Nope.
We're going to watch that.
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, love
he
it.
Loves
that's
that
PTA.
One.
Hoosiers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I said that's one of my favorite Gene Hackman movies.
Field of Dreams?
No.
You've never seen Field of
How
Dreams?
How did you not watch that when you were a kid? I thought even women liked it. Like,
look, I know you didn't have a dad.
Yeah.
But you are a dad.
Correct.
You fix some of these things.
Okay.
You don't want him growing up like that. Sure. Like, you don't want him sitting in a bar and somebody like, you've never seen Rocky?
Okay.
Watch it with him, for Christ's sakes. We all take the lessons from our fathers, or lack thereof, and then try to make them better. Right?
Yeah.
One thing you could do for him is be like, yo, let's watch Field of Dreams.
Totally
and then go
open.
Play catch with him.
Is it different if I haven't seen it? We watched it together for the first time. Is that better? Is that worse?
Well, I don't. It's never happened before in the history of man. So, well, you'll have to tell us and then annotate it for the history books. Because everybody's dad watched it at least once before that, you idiot.
But dads did take kids to the movies.
In
89.
It came out in 89.
So we saw it in the theater. My dad hadn't seen it. So just, you know, you're watching it together for the first time now.
The Outsiders?
No.
We've talked about The Outsiders a million times.
You've never seen The Outsiders?
No.
Wait, Laszlo talked about wanting to tour the house. Fritz did that whole... We've talked about it a million times. How has it not come up that he's never seen? Didn't you have to read the book and watch it
no.
in school?
And for some reason, I always confuse The Outsiders with Stand By Me and Lost Boys. I don't know why, but those three always had the same... I know one's vampires, but no, I've not seen it.
Which one do you think is vampires? So, don't say
That's
Stand
Lost
By
Boys.
Me. Okay.
Stand By Me is The Train and Stephen King, right?
I watched Stand By Me this weekend, actually. It's really weird. I don't know where it was streaming, but I just turned it on. I was like, I'm just going to watch a few minutes and go to bed. I ended up watching the whole thing. It's so good.
First Blood?
No. Rambo?
He
no.
said he's never seen that.
No.
I don't know if he'll like that, Laszlo.
Why would he like it?
Because it's pretty masculine.
It's about a Vietnam vet.
I know. It's pretty masculine.
Not really.
He might like
it's as much a political story as it is an action movie.
I think of some of these movies that he hasn't seen, I would put others at a higher priority for him. I don't see him getting hooked on the Rambo series, but it's possible.
Okay, what else we got?
Rudy?
I've seen Rudy.
Ooh, that made me nervous. There was a pause
Notre
there.
Notre Dame football, right?
Gladiator?
Yeah, that was one of the first DVDs I ever owned.
Me too. It was the first DVD I ever owned.
It might have been my first. I used to watch it constantly.
Yeah, we got it for Christmas. What about part two? Have you watched it yet?
No.
People talk ass on it. Denzel.
It has sharks, right?
It has Denzel. It doesn't. It's got Denzel. Just watch it.
Okay.
Cinderella Man?
Russell Crowe.
Good job.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've seen it.
Ron Howard.
Is it boxing?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Old timey.
You know, that movie, I always think of it old timey. It came out in 2005, though.
Well, I mean, like, he's an old story,
but in my mind, yeah. It's like, I've seen them both so many times that I'm like, oh, it probably came out the same time Raging Bull did. Because it's got that vibe, that feel to it. Let's see. Vertigo?
No.
You know, that's one that...
Like,
that's kind of
like an old movie.
Yeah,
well, like they Hitchcock? Redid it too, though.
Is that Hitchcock?
Wait, but we're talking about the original Hitchcock, right?
Yeah, and they've redone it since then. I'm pretty sure
but. They did. I didn't know that, but that's one that I wouldn't expect him to see since he hasn't seen Rocky. I don't see you being a Hitchcock fan anyway.
Remember the Titans?
Yes, saw it in theaters.
There you go. You saw it in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
Who took you to the theater to see it?
I think I was like middle school. We'd go see, you know, movie
nice
on Friday.
Nice.
That's a great movie.
The Bourne Identity.
No, I'm aware of it, but no.
I don't
have seen any of the Bourne movies.
Have you seen them, Lizzo?
Yeah.
I could see you going either way on those spy
movies. I love the
on those spy movies. Like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
The Karate Kid?
No.
You've never seen The Karate
no,
Kid?
No, I used to watch Three Ninjas a lot. I was confused.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I used to watch The Three Ninjas a lot.
That was my kid ninja movie.
Oh, my God. It's like he's never had milk, but he's tried powdered milk before.
Gangs of New York?
Yeah. Every Scorsese.
Oh, such a good movie.
Any Scorsese I've seen.
Such a good movie. I saw it within the last year because someone was talking about it, and so I watched it again. Yeah. So good.
Well.
You skipping the old stuff?
Yeah, and stuff that I think maybe you've seen. So, Fight Club?
Of course.
He's seen that.
Yep.
What's some of the stuff you think he's seen?
The Natural?
No.
He said no to that one. You
that's
should
a,
watch
that's
that,
a baseball one, right?
Yeah, but we're going to do Bull Durham.
Swingers?
No.
Wait. Okay.
All right.
You never seen Swingers with Vince Vaughn?
No.
All right. Take off your headphones and just go home.
I'll
watch it.
I'm genuinely shocked right now. First of all,
because
it's
I
not
thought
that
he
old.
Modeled his life after.
I know.
He acts like
Favreau.
Favreau could be your brother in that.
And we talk about it for lessons all the time when you've been upset. And we go, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
It hurts. And then it's going to hurt a little less. And then eventually it's going to be gone. And you're going to miss that hurt. And we tell you, Swingers, think about Swingers. When we tell you that, you never thought to say, I've never seen it? When we're saying, remember Swingers, your money, baby. You just decided not
something
to tell us you've never seen it?
Or something. Sexy Babies.
Right? I can't believe he's never seen it. Your money, baby.
Sexy Baby. Sexy Baby.
Isn't that a thing for Swingers?
He might say sexy baby. He says all kinds of things. It was Vince Vaughn's introduction to America. It was when America first saw him, learned about him, and fell in love with him. Seeing Ace Ventura.
Beautiful Baby. I don't know.
Your money, baby.
Yeah.
Money.
All right.
What else? Is that it?
Who cares now?
But I'm shocked by the Swingers thing. I'm totally shocked by it. I do have a list in front of me.
I'm willing to watch it. I'm not saying
Scarface?
I've seen Scarface.
Full Metal Jacket?
Seen Full Metal Jacket.
It's good. I could have seen that Full Metal Jacket going either way.
I love Kubrick.
Because I've got a list of movies that women are supposed to have seen.
Oh, I bet you've seen them all.
And I just wonder if he's seen more of them.
Platoon?
No.
You know, I don't like...
Apocalypse Now?
Yes.
Whew! There was a pause there again. Oh, my gosh. Heart of Darkness, Snow Cone. I thought you read the book, didn't you? I feel like we've had discussions about Apocalypse Now. Everybody has discussions about Apocalypse Now. There was a pause there for sure. I thought he might not have seen it.
I've seen The Godfather. I've seen all Godfathers.
Okay, what about Legally Blonde?
Never seen Legally Blonde.
I've seen it.
Hey, there you go. What about...
I like that movie.
What about Barbie?
I've seen Barbie.
Okay. What about Sleepless in Seattle?
Nope.
Okay.
That's like your favorite movie, isn't it?
No, well, my favorite is You've Got Mail.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the same thing, though. You know what they put on the list for every woman to see?
What?
It's one that I thought probably needs to be number one for every man to see, but they've got it on this list for women to see because they're so manipulative. Fatal Attraction.
Oh,
they've got it on the women's list. That is a movie for men.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, that is a warning for men. You show it to your son.
A lesson that you won't learn.
Show it to your son.
But a lesson nonetheless, so when it happens to you, you understand why.
Yes.
But you will not learn it.
You go, God, I watched that movie. It scared the crap out of me. Yeah, here I am.
Did you ever see it?
What was it?
Fatal Attraction.
No.
You've never seen Fatal Attraction?
No. Is that Michael Douglas and Glenn Close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no, like it's like learning how to add.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's that important. It is.
Yes.
I mean, it's so important. It's like being potty trained. It's like, you potty train, and then you watch Fatal Attraction, so you can learn how to become an adult. You
with a lot of your relationships.
Absolutely.
When you go home bewildered about how women treat you and you suck down White Claws, this lesson would have been like, oh.
Okay.
It's Glenn Close-y. Okay.
But why is it on the women's list? I think it's on the women's list? Mm. I think this women's magazine, Oprah Daily, I think Oprah is telling her ladies here, hey, watch Fatal Attraction so that you remember to keep the crazy back a little bit. Hide the crazy a little bit.
Love Danny Brasco.
I cannot believe it's on that women's list. Huh?
What else is on that woman's list?
I said Sleepless in Seattle. He said he's never seen it.
Nope.
A movie that I really like a lot, First Wives Club.
I've never seen
it. I saw it at the Bannister Mall with my mom.
American Gangster?
Yeah, once or twice.
Coco?
No.
What the hell's Coco?
It's a cartoon. I thought maybe he'd seen it because it looked like it was a cartoon, and I know his son watches a lot of cartoons. Fried Green Tomatoes? You know what? It's going to end up being me.
No, my mom and sisters really like that.
Me too. I've seen it a million times. Clueless?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never seen Fried Green Tomatoes. And I've never seen Clueless in its entirety, I don't think.
Really?
I think I have parts of it. I mean, I know it. Oh, I can picture it in my head. I've seen it, but I don't know that I've actually, like, I bet you I've seen the entirety of the film. I don't know that I've sat down and watched it from opening credit to end credit.
I watched it a lot. The one I've never seen is Devil Wears Prada. I sort of know what it's about, but I've never seen it.
Theaters.
Pretty Woman?
Oh, Coco. I've seen that.
I figured you would have seen
it. About the Day of the Dead and the kids. Yeah.
Okay. I've seen that. Pretty Woman?
No, but I stayed in that hotel once.
Mean Girls?
Parts of it.
10 Things I Hate About You?
For sure.
Bridesmaids?
Parts of it.
Titanic?
I'm sure at some point.
The Princess Bride?
Nope.
The Notebook?
Parts of it.
Aaron Brockovich?
Yes.
When Harry Met Sally?
No.
Thelma and Louise?
No.
You don't watch a lot of movies, huh?
I think I watch a lot of movies.
Like, but you don't watch a lot of good movies.
I don't watch a lot of classics.
But you consider movies.
I'm saying I don't watch a lot of classics. I watch a lot of like newer movies.
Right, but I'm saying like so you're talking about classics, and I mean I know they're modern classics. But if someone says classics, I think they're talking like 71 or earlier, right?
Uh huh.
But you're talking about like movies that came out in 2000, and that's too old.
Yeah. I in the last 25 years, I typically don't put them on.
Why? Do you just feel like you already missed out on it? It's too late, or
kind of.
It doesn't intrigue you? When people say it's one of my favorite movies.
I assume in my head that they're great movies and that I would like them. I just never have a huge urge to put them on.
But you watch Scorsese over.
I'm totally, I will watch Scorsese over and over. So it
what's the last movie you watched?
I watched Goodfellas yesterday.
Okay, well, name one that,
I have to think. I know that Rebel Ridge. I know the new Jason Bateman one, the flight movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go. They said that was huge. Have you watched the new Bridget Jones Diary on Peacock?
I have not yet. It's on my list, though.
I believe you have because you texted me about it.
Yo.
Yo. Before we go, there was a story I wanted to tell you guys about, and I hope you didn't see it yet. But did you see this news story about a man who recently had to be rushed into surgery after he picked his nose too hard and hit an artery?
Jesus!
He hit an artery and started profusely bleeding.
Ugh.
Well, I wrote down a little thing here. I thought there was no way I could tell you guys that without you touching your nose. I told Twitch, I said, they will touch your nose. Ugh. Snowcone grabbed his nose, but Laszlo didn't.
No.
Laszlo just winced. He went, ugh. As soon as I heard that, you see that he hit this artery.
In my head, I was trying to picture it. Like, you said so hard. Is that so far?
Yeah, he used his nail,
so
I guess.
Far? I don't know how far you would have to go up.
He went to the hospital. He couldn't get the bleeding to stop. He was bleeding so profusely, they had to take him to the hospital. And, apparently his wife shamed him online, which is why the news found out about it. She posted a video on...
She shamed him?
Yeah, she posted a video on TikTok, I guess, and revealed that he's a compulsive nose picker. He won't stop picking his nose, and, here's what happens.
He hit an artery, and, that can be close to dying if you...
Started bleeding.
Why don't you shame him for that?
Well, she wants him to quit picking his nose.
Okay.
I can't even think about it.
Well, I think that's... I would hope... The artery thing. She doesn't need to put it on TikTok.
Right. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right. Well, apparently doctors had to repair the torn artery, but they did, and he's okay. I mean, it changes now how I pick my nose. I'm going to be thinking about this for months.
I don't understand too hard.
I don't know either. So what if it's as hard as I'm going right now on a normal Tuesday night? Nobody's looking. I get in there. You know
what
I mean?
What's too hard? Is it too hard just down here? Did it go all the way up into his skull?
I let my pinky nail grow out so that I can reach
right,
in
that's
there.
That's enough. Okay. Good show, Crash Davis. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.